Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Home opener 2025 Shuckers and Clingstones coming your way shortly. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by one of the newest Shuckers and one of the youngest guys in the Southern League as well. It's Luke Adams. Luke, appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me.
How much you enjoying your first taste here in AA the last couple of days?
I'm having a blast. The weather is super nice here, although it's a little windy at times. It's better than being the freezing cold at the beginning of the year.
What's that like for you? Last year, you're in Wisconsin. It's freezing cold on opening day. I think T-Rats broadcaster Chris Merring was talking about how they had to shovel snow before the opener. You come down here, it's a gorgeous day out, 75-plus degrees. Does that make it easier to start the season off feeling loose and feeling healthy?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in Chicago, so that's where I'm from. So, I'm used to playing like this in high school early on in the season. But my sophomore year, I lived in North Carolina for a year. So this is pretty similar to that, just a little bit warmer. It's always nice playing when the sun's out. It's 60, 70 degrees plus.
How nice was it Sunday to get on the board with that first AA hit, driving a run?
Oh, that was great. Just getting the first one of the way is super challenging at times. I remember rookie ball, I think I started off maybe 0 for 6, 0 for 7. Last year, I started off 0 for 12. So hopefully that first one gets me going a little bit.
What's it like getting the first taste of AA and learning the level, along with a bunch of guys you had as teammates last year? We talk about the young guys on this team, you, Luis, Laura, Cooper, Pratt, and all three of you learning together on what it takes to succeed here at the AA level.
Yeah, I mean, super interesting. Right off the gate, you see that the pitching is getting a little bit tougher. Early on in counts, like, guys are pitching more, a little bit more on the corners and then the heart of the plate. And I've noticed from this weekend that you just can't miss that pitch early on in the zone. You'll maybe get another one. But I was taking a little bit too many strikes in the hearts this week. That's just the goal. I talked about that with Cooper. Just attacking the heart is going to be our approach for this week.
You also get hit by a pitch, which anyone who knows you knows that is maybe the most likely thing that usually happens when you're up at the plate. You got hit 40 times last year.
Yeah. How many was it?
40.
I thought it was like 43.
It might be more.
Yeah.
The first question is why?
Yeah.
And the second question is how?
Both great questions that I don't totally have an answer for. I know this year I talked to our hitting coordinator, Deli, about it, and he wanted me to get a little bit more protection. So I'm wearing a new, a little bit more of an arm shield that covers my forearm, because in spring training I was getting hit a few too many times in the forearm. But it really stems from just, you know, I dive a little bit on the plate, which I've been working on my directioning a little bit. So hopefully that kind of reduces a couple of those hit by pitches. And then the other thing is with two strikes, I'm trying to find any way to get on base. So a lot of the times last year I was getting hit with two strikes. So I'm not saying it's going to get away from it, but hopefully a little bit less this year.
How much do you take pride, though, in finding your way on base any way possible? Because you look at last year at the OBP numbers, and they were staggeringly good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as they say, like, when you're growing up, first two strikes are for you, third one's for the team. I kind of take pride in that. Just, you know, if I get down to two strikes, it's battling walk, hit by pitch, you know, blooper, whatever it takes to get on base.
Bit of a new and simplified stance this year. Last year you had that big hole leg kick. This year you've kind of simplified it down a little bit. What went into the change that offseason?
Yeah, I mean, right now it doesn't really even feel like much has changed. Like, I keep seeing and hearing people saying, you know, your hand pump's way lower, your leg kick's way lower. And honestly, it really feels similar. Like, I don't really notice a huge difference in the feel. It's a little bit more of, we've been working on getting into, like, a coil at my hips. So that's kind of just reduced the leg kick on its own. And the hand pump's really just toned down on its own.
Was that something that you went into the offseason wanting to work on, or was it something that you kind of just found by accident that worked?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like throughout the season last year, just, you know, month by month, it kept getting a little bit regressed. And then near the end, by, like, the playoffs, it felt pretty simple. And then this offseason, it was just, like, I don't even know. It just kind of happened, I guess. Yeah.
One of the big things coming into this year that's really popped off is your defense at first and third. We talked about learning on the hitting side. What have you learned defensively? Because we've seen you getting your jersey dirty in a number of different ways early on, making some fun plays.
Yeah, I mean, it's just this offseason I've dropped a few pounds. I feel like I've dropped actually a little bit too many, so I'm starting to put on a couple pounds, because yesterday I was a little bit too light, or this past week, I mean. But it's really stemmed from, you know, in spring training, I've been getting a lot of work with Liu, with Andrew, first and third. We've been doing a couple more reaction drills, just, you know, working on that first step. And I think the first step is just vital, because, you know, the more ground you can cover right off the ball, off the bat, it's just the greater chance you're going to make a better play.
Is there one that you like more, whether it's third base or first base, or is it a kind of situation where you like wherever gets you in the lineup?
Whatever position has the hits those days.
Well, there we go. Sunday, third base had the hits. Hopefully today, first base has a couple of hits for you, right?
100%, yeah.
Luke, appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shockers, Clingstones coming up next.